Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Continue with this kitab, Islah al-Aqaid, correction of our beliefs, which is extremely important. Every day we should check our beliefs. Further, we carry on with the beliefs, with regard to the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam, belief number one, the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam are the pure and chaste servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who was sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide His servants so that the creation be brought closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and onto the straight path. And they be saved from deviation, from going astray. They were human beings, that is all the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam, they were all human beings and possessed all human propensities and qualities. They received knowledge directly from Allah Jalla Jalalu, which is called Wahi, revelation. They possessed the greatest knowledge in their times and amongst their people. The second belief with regard to Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam, that is to be a messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is either a Nabi or a Rasul, is a special gift of Allah Jalla Jalalu. It can never be acquired or earned through striving or effort. Allah Jalla Jalalu chooses for this task whomsoever He will. The third belief, it is necessary to believe in and honor all the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam. To reject even one Nabi is tantamount, is equal to rejecting all the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam. Since all the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam taught the same principles, even though they differed in subsidiary matters. Belief number four, all the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam are pure and chaste servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are free from major and minor sins, due to which they are referred to as ma'asum, that is sinless. This belief is part of iman. If the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam were not pure and free from sin, Allah Jalla Jalalu would never have ordered their implicit and absolute obedience. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would not have equated obedience to them as obedience to Him. If any slip-up occurs in a Nabi due to forgetfulness or by mistake, then we will attribute it to an outside factor and not an inherent fault. The natural disposition of the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam is purity. A slip-up by a Nabi can never be counted as, aliyazu billah, a sin, since they are naturally disposed of evil. For example, the mistake of Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam was due to forgetfulness. No one else besides the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam are sinless. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadi al-lazeen astafa. Amma ba'd. Alhamdulillah. Last night another para was recited in Tarawih Salah, the 8th para. We continue from where we left off yesterday, the half of the 7th para. Here in few important aspects Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned. Allah ta'ala mentions, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولقد أرسلنا إلى أمم من قبلك فأخذناهم بالبأساء والضراء لعلهم يتضرعون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we have sent messengers to the previous nations, all of them, but those that did not take heed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that we send difficult conditions upon them so that they might realize whatever difficult conditions come upon people or nation, this is also a special mercy of Allah. That Allah Ta'ala is reminding us, you're going on the wrong path. Which side you going? So if we don't take heed, Allah Ta'ala send conditions. And if you take heed, then Allah grants you hidayat and rahmat. And if you still don't take heed and you still remain in your slumber and unmindfulness, despite all that, then Allah Ta'ala brings another difficult punishment, which is very, very dangerous. And we see this condition in the ummah today also. فَلَمَّا نَسُوا مَا ذُكِّرُوا بِهِ فَتَحْنَا عَلِيهِمْ أَبْوَابَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ حَتَّى إِذَا فَرِهُوا بِمَا أُوتُوا وَأَخَذْنَاهُمْ بَغْتَةً فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبْلِسُونَ. When you forget about the reminders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you don't take heed, then Allah ta'ala opens all the doors of enjoyment for you, entertainment, parties, You'll even be winning haram jackpots, etc. And you'll just be entertaining yourself, and you'll think that Allah is happy with me. Until you become so overtaken and engrossed in this enjoyment and pleasures and all type of sports and leisure, all of a sudden Allah Ta'ala will send down a punishment. You see an earthquake come, you see a terrible condition come. Now you are dumbstruck, you are dumbfounded. No time for tawbah, no time for anything. So we see the conditions in the world today also. Every day we hear of a different disaster, a different condition come, accidents, etc. These are all reminders from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we should turn and make istighfar. Otherwise Allah ta'ala says, if you still don't realize, قُلَ رَيْتُ مِنَ أَخَذَ اللَّهُ سَمَعَكُمْ وَأَبْصَارَكُمْ وَخَتَمَ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِكُمْ مَنْ إِلَٰهٌ غَيْرُ اللَّهِ يَأْتِيكُمْ بِهِ. If you are engaged in your sin and Allah ta'ala takes away your eyesight, your hearing capacity, your eyesight, Allah seals your heart, which other Allah is going to give you another eye, another heart to think and realize and come onto the right path? Allah ta'ala says, in any way, from all directions, Allah ta'ala can send down punishments upon you. Remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam to warn us and guide us that we should come onto the right path. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala further explains that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has got the knowledge of all the unseen. وَإِنْدَوْ مَفَاتِرُ غَيْبِ لَا يَعْلَمُهَا إِلَّهُ. The knowledge of the unseen and the keys and the treasures to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's unseen treasures and unlimited treasures, it is only by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No one has this knowledge besides whom Allah ta'ala gives to the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam as and when he wants. But all the knowledge of unseen and Allah ta'ala, for Allah nothing is unseen. Allah has termed it according to us that we cannot see. But all knowledge is totally encompassed by Allah. So much so, وَيَعْلَوْ مَا فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ. Whatever is happening in the earth and in the oceans also, the smallest thing that is moving, وَمَا تَسْكُتُمِ وَرَكَةٍ إِلَّا يَعْلَمُهَا. Not a leaf falls from a tree, but it is not in the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَا حَبَّةٍ فِي ظُلْمَاتِ الْأَرْضِ وَلَا رَبِّ وَلَا يَعْبِسٍ إِلَّا فِي كِتَابٍ مُبِينٍ. Not a grain, not any seed in the darkness of the earth, or any wetness in the oceans, but it is written down by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us that very soon Allah ta'ala will take your life, either while you are asleep also. So remember, make tawbah, make istighfar before you go to bed. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains that don't be like those people that instead of practicing on the commands of Allah, they get involved in unnecessary arguments and are just debating with one another. Allah ta'ala did not send us here to debate. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَذَرِ الَّذِينَ اتَّخَذُوا دِينَهُمْ لَعِبًا وَلَحْوًا. That don't worry about those people who have made their deen and make your deen also, that is the deen of Islam, they make it a fool and they make it fun and play and they are just overtaken with this dunya. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Allah ta'ala will take them to task very severely. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala further explains that what is our responsibility, an aqimu salah wa taqu. We have to establish salah and we have to learn our salah. Unfortunately, we have this cause here, anwaru salah, to establish and learn our salah so that we can gain this great wealth of taqwa. Tomorrow Allah ta'ala is going to raise us on the day of qiyamah. Allah ta'ala further explains, look at the qudrat of Allah. وَهُوَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ بِالْحَقِّ. Who has created the heavens and the earth with absolute truth and precision? It is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah ta'ala's power and qudrat is such, وَيَوْمَ يَقُولُ كُنْ فَيَكُونَ. قَوْلُ الْحَقِّ. Allah's word is true. If Allah wants anything to come into existence, Allah just have to say kun. Before the Kaaba and the noon meets, Allah ta'ala's law comes into existence. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala further explains that look how Allah ta'ala sent Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam with the message of Tawheed. So to such a nation that were engrossed and totally soaked into idol worship. So much so that his own father used to carve out idols and sell those idols and worship those idols also. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us how Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam made this effort and tried to teach their people and make them understand according to their understanding. And from this also we learn that we should teach people and try and make them understand according to their intellect. So Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah ta'ala says, فَلَمَّا جَنَّ عَلَيْهِ لَيْلُ رَعَكُ وَكَبَى. To teach them the message of Tawheed, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam tried to show them that you are worshipping stones.
Look at something further. At night when the stars came out to show them, he said, see, this is my God. But aliyazu billah, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was a muwahid. He was a person with complete tawheed. But to make his nation understand and make them realize, said, what you worshipping? Look at the stars, they are so bright. Isn't just maybe a God, but qala hadha rabbi, falamma aqala qala lahu bil afinin. When it disappeared, he said, how can that be a God? He said, a God that disappears, that can't be a God. Then he took God, then he took God, then he took God, then he took them one step further. فَلَمَّا رَهَا الْقَمَرَ بَعْضِهَنْ قَالَ هَذَا رَبِّي. When the moon came out, very bright and beautiful, he says, this might be a God. فَلَمَّا أَفْلَ قَالَ لَيْ لَمْ يَهْدِينِي رَبِّي لَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْقَوْمِ الظَّالِينَ. He says, this can never be a God. Oh Allah, guide me that I don't be among those people and those nations that are gone astray. Then to take them a step further also, he says, فَلَمَّا رَشَّمْتَ بَعْضِهَنْ قَالَ هَذَا رَبِّي أَكْبَرَ. When the bright sun came out in the morning, he said, isn't this a big Lord? See how beautiful and shining it is. فَلَمَّا أَفْلَتْ قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ إِنِّي بَرِيءٌ مِمَّا تُشْرِكُونَ. When the sun also disappeared, he said, I am totally free from whatever you are associating partners with. These are all the creations of Allah. Never ever associate any partners with Allah. Bring tawheed in your heart. إِنِّي وَجَّهْتُ وَجْهِيَ لِلَّذِي فَطَرَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ حَنِيفًا وَمَا أَنَا مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. And this dua also we should think about it when we start our salah. Let I turn my direction totally and solely to only that Allah who has created the heavens and the earth. And that is the straight path, not deviation from this side or that side. Not worshipping any creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if you bring this, Allah will give you peace and harmony and safety in this world. But the condition is, الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَلَمْ يَلْبِسُوا إِيمَانُهُمْ بِظُلْمٍ أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمُ الْأَمْنُ وَمُهْتَدُونَ. That you bring your iman and don't mix your iman with zulm, with sin also. Today this is my condition. All of us, we should check ourselves. We bring iman also, we perform salah, but after that I must go watch my TV, I must go watch my news. So we are mixing good and evil, and then we are saying, why there's no peace, why there's no safety, why there's no so much crime, etc. Allah Ta'ala says, bring pure iman and try and stay away from sin. Then Allah will keep you with safety, and then you will be guided. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, وَتِلْكَ هُجَّتُنَا أَتَيْنَا إِبْرَاهِيمَ عَلَىٰ قَوْمِ. That see all our clear proofs we gave to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, and we gave all the other Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. We send them with a clear proof of the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No nation have got the excuse that we didn't get the message of the oneness of Allah. Allah says, all the Anbiya, وَهَبْنَا لَهُ إِسْحَاقَ وَيَعْقُوبَ كُلًّا هَدَيْنَا. They were all on hidayat. And Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, all the previous Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, like Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam, Sulaiman, Ayyub, Yusuf, Musa, Harun alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah ta'ala says, we rewarded them. And those that bring iman and do good deeds, وَكَذَلِكَ نَزِّلْ مُسْلِمِينَ. We give them a great and good reward. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, all these Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, we gave them virtue over all the people of the universe. Why? ذَلِكَ هُدَى اللَّهِ. These were people on hidayat. Outwardly they were looking even weak, and they didn't even have much resources of dunya, etc. But they had the wealth of iman, they had wealth of tawheed. So they had the help and the strength of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala behind them. So we should realize, if we want to be firm in this world, we must bring iman and tawheed and follow the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We don't have to be worried of combating our enemy and try and opposing them. Allah ta'ala will take care of them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ آتَيْنَاهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحُكْمَ. All these Anbiya, we gave them the kitab. We gave them the true message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if you also follow them, then you will be on the path of hidayat. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ هَدَى اللَّهِ. These are the people that Allah ta'ala is blessed with hidayat. Allah ta'ala says, وَمَا قَدَرُ اللَّهَ حَقَّ قَدْرِ. That we haven't recognized Allah the way we supposed to have recognized Allah. We haven't appreciated Allah the way we're supposed to be appreciate Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should make tawbah, we should make istighfar, and beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us his marifat, his recognition. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains, that this kitab we have sent down, this Qurani Kareem, Anzalna Mubarak, this is a kitab full of blessings. It testifies to the previous kitabs also. And this kitab has come لِتُنْزِرَ أُمَّ الْقُرَىٰ وَمَنْ حَوْلَهَا. Allah has revealed it to Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam first to warn the people of Ummul Qura, that is Makkah Sharif and the surroundings, and then the whole world, a whole world, Allah Ta'ala has sent this kitab of Hidayat. So this is the kitab of Hidayat to warn us that remain firm and follow the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And those who oppress themselves by going astray, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you are just causing destruction to yourself. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this is a sign that they see our signs, but tastakbirun, they have got pride, arrogance. They don't want to accept the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are just causing their own destruction. Allah ta'ala says, look at the qudrat of Allah. I have sent you here to find Allah. And very easy, look in Allah, faliqul habbi wan nawa. When that seed is put in the ground, the farmer is making all that effort. But when he put that seed, he doesn't know what's happening after that. Who is making the seed split? Who is germinating it? Who is letting the shoot come out? Yukhrijul hayya min al-mayyit wa mukhrijul mayyit min al-hayy. Who is that great being, that Allah who takes out life from a dead thing and takes out death from a living thing, from a living chicken, Allah Ta'ala takes out a dead egg. From a dead egg, Allah takes out a living chicken. From a living human being, Allah takes out a dead sperm. From a dead sperm, Allah brings out a loving human being. Allah Ta'ala says, Zalikum Allah. That is your Allah. Where are you turning and going to other gods and forgetting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Falikul Isbah. Look how Allah Ta'ala tears the night and brings out the day. It was just now dark. People were worried, what's going to happen? Allah brought out the day so beautiful. Allah made the night so peaceful you could rest. Allah brought the sun and the moon. They are rotating on their orbit so that we can work out our calculations of days, night. This is all the great favors of Allah. That is time, the calculation of time. All these special favors of Allah. ذَلِكَ تَقْدِيرُ الْعَزِيزِ الْعَلِيمِ. This is all the work of that very powerful, all-knowing Allah Rabbul Izzat. هُوَ الَّذِي جَعَلَكُمُ النُّجُومِ. Allah made the stars that you can gain your guidance also. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah says, we created you from one human being. And see how Allah Ta'ala spread all of you in the world. هُوَ الَّذِي أَنزَلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ. Who is that great Allah who sends down beautiful rain from the sky, which is colorless, tasteless, odorless. Then Allah says, وَأَخْرَجْنَا بِهِ نَبَاتَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. Look at all the different vegetations that we take out from there. Beautiful, green, lush vegetations. مِنَ النَّخْلِ مِنْ تَلْيَا قِنْوَانٌ دَانِيَةٌ. All the beautiful, Allahu Akbar, all the olives, the dates, the palm trees, all these things. Allah Ta'ala says, pomegranate. You see fruits that are like, that are just like. Allah Ta'ala says, أُنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ سَمَرِ إِلَىٰ أَسْمَرُ وَيَنْئِ. Look at how these beautiful fruits, they come out, and how they become ripe, and how they beautiful they look. إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ. These are all clear signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For people who have got iman, so Allah Ta'ala says, recognize Allah. بَدِيُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Allah is the creator of the heavens and the earth. ذَلِكُمُ اللَّهُ رَبُّكُمْ. That is your Allah who is your creator, your sustainer. لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُ. Make the zikr of Allah so that the tawheed can penetrate our heart. Allah is the creator of everything. فَابُدُو. So it's obvious we should be only worshipping Allah. We should be turning Allah to Allah. وَهُوَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ وَكِيلٌ. Allah Ta'ala is our guardian over everything. Make Allah our guardian. Not like the people of the world and shaitan fool. They don't talk to my lawyer. Our best lawyer is Allah Rabbul Izzat. Make connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, لَا تُتْرِكُ الْأَبْصَارِ وَهُوَ يُدْرِكُ الْأَبْصَارِ. That your eyes are too weak to see Allah Rabbul Izzat in this world. But Allah is watching all your eyes. And look at this eye Allah gave you. What a great ni'mat of Allah. In darkness Allah Ta'ala made you see light, to see light, etc. And Allah is giving you eyesight. وَهُوَ اللَّطِيفُ الْخَبِيرُ. Allah Ta'ala is very subtle, but all knowing. Allah Ta'ala knows the fine things that is in the heart also. Allah Ta'ala says, قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ بَصَائِرُ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ. Clear signs we have sent from Allah. فَمَنْ أَبْصَرَ فِي لِنَفْسِهِ. That person who works on his heart and opens the eyes of his heart, he will see Allah Ta'ala clearly. And that person who remains blinded, he is not worried about purifying his heart about taqwa, he will remain blind and he won't recognize Allah. Allah says, وَقَدْ كَذَٰلِكَ نُصَرِّفُ الْآيَاتِ. In different ways we explain our signs so that our bandas can recognize us and come close to us. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, our work is to recognize Allah, to be obedient to Allah and pass on the message of Allah in the beautiful, beautiful way. But remember, وَلَا تَسُبُّ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ. Never ever they talk bad about the other religions. Guide them, but don't talk bad about them. Don't disgrace them. Never ever swear their God and say what kind of idols you are worshipping. Islam teaches us, don't disgrace any person. Don't disgrace any nation. Like Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam told the Sahaba, don't swear the father, don't swear your own father. He said, oh Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where will swear our father? He says, when you have a fight with somebody, you swear his father, you are the cause of him of swearing your own father. So like that, if you disgrace or talk bad to them about their religion, their God, they will swear Allah. You are the cause of Allah being that they swear Allah. So Allah Ta'ala says that is not the way of Islam. That you should be firm and show them the pure, true path. Islam is a path of purity. Then Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says that these are people, if they don't understand, leave them. Because their hearts have become so hard. In the 8th para, Allah Ta'ala starts so beautiful and says, وَلَوْ أَنَّنَا نَزَلْنَا إِلَيْهِمُ الْكِتَابَ وَإِلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةَ وَكَلَّمُهُمُ الْمَوْتَى. That even if we have to send the angels in front of them, even if we have to let the dead people get up, even if we have to raise them and see them and see Jannat and Jahannam, their hearts have become so hard because they're engrossed in this world. They don't want to accept the truth, they won't bring iman. So don't force them, there's no forcing deen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala further explains that the men of Allah, the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, when doing the work of deen, waqeen, وَكَذَٰلِكَ جَعَلْنَا لِكُلِّ نَبِيِّنَ دُوًا شَيَاطِينَ الْإِنْسِ وَالْجِنِ. Shaitan's work is to bring about enmity and to put all false things in the heart of people, that these people are not your well-wishers. They're telling you not to take interest. They're telling you all this enjoyment of life. They're stopping you. They are not your friends. They are your enemies. Allah Ta'ala says, don't worry. This is the system of Allah. And a person shouldn't be scared to have enemies. Don't make dua that, oh Allah, I don't have enemies. Because the day you don't have an enemy, it shows you got no good qualities. You got no achievement. When a person has got an achievement, he'll have enemies. But make dua like our pious taught us. Hazrat Ji, Rahmatullah Ali, Mawlana Inamul Hasan used to make dua that, oh Allah, fitin ke fitne se hifazat farma. شریروں کی شرارت سے حفاظت فرما. حاسدین کی حسد دشمنوں کے دشمن سے حفاظت فرما. They don't worry of the enemy. Make dua, Allah save you from the hatred of the enemy, from their plot, from those who are jealous, from their jealousy, etc. Then Allah Ta'ala says, you don't have to worry. You remain firm on your work, and you carry on your work, and you pass on the message of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala says, وَتَمَّتْ كَلِمَةُ رَبِّكَ صِدْقًا وَعَدْلًا. This word of Allah, Quran Kareem, is absolutely true and full of justice. That is for every time, for every nation, for every occasion. People who have got this lopsided idea that Quran needs a facelift, aliyazu billah, they don't know, they haven't realized that Quran is as fresh as ever under all, in every generation, every zamana. If you pick up Quran Sharif with the intention, this is a true and kitab of justice, you'll see Allah will make you read those ayahs that affect your life. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that don't worry, wa in tuti asra man filad yuzi luk an sabilillah. That generally the trend of Allah is, generally there are more people than just that disobey Allah. So don't follow their trend. Today, sadly, like our Shaykh explained, we just go with the flow. Whatever is happening in society, we also want to follow the Western trends and that way of lifestyle. Allah says you will go astray from the right way of life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala further reminds us that be very careful what you eat. What you eat is extremely important. وَمَا لَكُمَ اللَّهَ تَعْقُلُ مِمَّا ذُكِّ رَسْمُ اللَّهِ. Why don't you eat or those things which Allah Ta'ala's name has been taken and it has been slaughtered properly? And if you do this, then وَذَرُوا ظَاهِرَ الْإِثْمِ وَبَاطِنَهُ. If you're conscious of what you eat, halal, pure, then you will stay away from all types of sins. Outward sins also, which generally we realize that zina, etc. is haram. But worse than that, the sins of the heart, the internal sins, hatred, jealousy, enmity, love of dunya, ignorance, all this, Allah Ta'ala says, stay far away from this. And how are you able to do this? وَلَا تَأْكُلْ مِمَّا لَمْ يَذْكُرِ اسْمَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ إِنَّهُ لَفِسْكٌ. If you eat upon those things that the name of Allah is not taken, it is just written halal, and you say it's halal, you don't even investigate, you're not even worried, then Allah says that is filth and dirt. That type of evil qualities will come in your heart. So be extremely careful, especially in today's time. Allah has given affluence. We go to the supermarket, we're just filling our basket. We're not even seeing whether it is halal or haram. And Shaitan fools us that where can you get halal today? Everything the Maulvis are making haram. No, it is not dead. We are not conscious. And when you, what you eat, as we will learn in front, what Adam alayhi salatu wasalam's kisah, when you eat, shamelessness will come into you. Your clothes will start falling off. And we see this is the condition of society. Allah Ta'ala save us. Allah Ta'ala says, فَمَيْ يُرِدِ اللَّهُ وَيَهْدِيَ يَشْرَ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ. Make dua that Allah Ta'ala opens our heart for Islam. When the ayat was revealed, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam sat on the minbar. And he said, when Allah opens your heart for Islam, expand your heart. Sahaba asked Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, is there any sign? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, yes, three signs. At-tajafu an dar al-ghulud, wal-inabatu ila dar al-khulud, wal-istijadu lil-mawti qabli nuzuli. That now you become just inclined from this world of deception. You can see this world is deception, and you get inclined to the real world of akhirat, and you start preparing for death before Malakul Maut comes to you, and you get ready for that occasion. Allah says, وَهَذَا سِرَاتُ رَبِّكَ مُسْتَقِيمًا. This is the straight path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that has come from your Allah. Allah explains these ayah signs in detail, but who will take heed? لِقَوْمِ يَذَّكَّرُونَ. Those nations that are prepared to take heed, then Allah reminds us how Allah will gather us on the day of Qiyamah. Prepare for that day, وَيَوْمَ يَحْشُرُونَ جَمِيعًا. How Allah Ta'ala will address the jinnat and insan and tell them, didn't our message come to you? Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says, وَرَبُّكَ الْغَنِيُّ ذُو الرَّحْمَةِ. All this Allah has given you out of His mercy. Allah is independent. Allah doesn't need us. إِيَّكَ يُذِبْكُمْ. If Allah wants, Allah can take you, wipe you out from the face of the earth and bring another nation. So don't you be proud and arrogant. Again, Allah Ta'ala teaches us how to recognize Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. All the different signs of Allah. O Allahi ansha jannati ma'rushat. Look at the beautiful gardens, the orchards Allah Ta'ala has given you, the different types of fruits, etc. How it ripens, how beautiful it is. Allah says, kulu min thamari idha asmara. Eat from all the fruits, we made it for you. But wala tusrifu, don't waste. Don't be unmindful of Allah. Allah doesn't like those people that waste. Today, sadly, we see we go for Hajj Umrah. The way people are eating lavishly in the restaurants, so much food goes for waste, and we expect to come back with hidayat. What we expect? Allah Ta'ala does not like this. Then Allah Ta'ala talks with regard to the different animals, as Allah Ta'ala is explaining in the Surah An'am, that don't get overtaken with animals and your branded cars. You'll go away from the straight path. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala further explains that Allah Ta'ala has made pure and halal food for you. So stay away from haram, that is pork, etc. And today all the different ingredients of pork coming in all the food also, and also in our vaccinations, and we get overtaken, we need it. We don't need these haram things. Stay far away. Allah Ta'ala will keep us healthy and healthy, and Allah Ta'ala will take care of our health and everything. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says, قُلْ تَعَالُ وَاتْتُ مَا حَرَّمَ عَلَيْكُمْ. Don't make what is halal haram, and don't make what is haram halal also. Don't go beyond the limit. Allah says, let me tell you what is haram. That the first important thing, don't associate partners with Allah. Allah to shirku bi shay'a, never ever associate partners with Allah. وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. Then the rights of fellow human beings, your parents, be extremely kind and good, and look after them and take care of them. Don't kill your own children with abortion, etc. And taking all different types of contraception. Allah Ta'ala says, نَحْنُ نَرْزُقُكُمْ نَحْنَرْزُقُكُمْ وَيَّهُمْ. We give you also food, and we give them. We sustain everybody. You don't sustain your own children, so you don't have to be scared. And don't kill one another. This is the wasiyat of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Don't go near the wealth of orphans, etc. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says, we don't make anything incumbent upon insan. لا نكلف إلا وسعها. Only what they are able to do. And Allah says, وأن هذا صراطي مستقيما فاتبعوه. These are the straight. This is the straight path of Allah. So you follow the straight path and remain firm, and very easy when you follow the man of Allah. Fulfill all your pledges, etc. And take a lesson, and all this لعلكم تتقون. So you inculcate taqwa, you inculcate the great wealth of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And how you'll get this? هذا كتاب أنزلنا مبارك. This is the kitab which is full of blessings. As Hazrat explained, this kitab will remain, will take out of all ignorance, all misconception, will bring nur into our hearts. So follow the Qur'an-i Kareem. Recite Qur'an-i Kareem. Make dua Allah, put Qur'an-i Kareem into our hearts. Make it part of our flesh and our blood. وَاتَّقُوا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. If you do this and inculcate taqwa, Allah's mercy will come upon you. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah will be so fair upon you, and not only fair, Allah will bless you so much. مَنْ جَاءَ بِالْحَسْنَةِ فَلَهُ أَشْرُ أَمْثَالِهَا. Whoever brings one good deed, here Allah said, bring. That is, do a good deed and now look after it. Don't make sin and destroy your good deed. You do one good deed, Allah will give you 10 in return, minimum. And according to all your niyats, Allah will give you even more. Allah says, قُلْ إِنَّنِي هَدَانِي رَبِّي إِلَىٰ صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. Look at just this, the part of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, particularly Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, who all says we follow him. Allah says, the part of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, he said, this is the straight path. إِنَّنْ خِيَمَمَا. The firm deen, which was the part of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, no extravagance in any way whatsoever. And then when you realize there's nobody for me, only Allah, then the tawheed penetrates your heart. Then you realize, whatever I do, inna salati wa nusuki wa mahyaya wa mati lillahi rabbil alameen. Whatever my ibadat, my spending, my sacrifices, my loving and my dying only should be for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This we will learn in the company of the friends of Allah. Allah give us tawfiq and understanding to realize that we have to turn to Allah, and Allah says you will carry your own burden. So we have to prepare for that day to meet Allah Rabbul Izzat. Allah give us.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. عن أبي أراقط قال سمعت عليا رضي الله عنه يقول والله لقد رأيت أصحاب محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم فما أرى اليوم شيئا يشبههم، لقد كانوا يصبحون سفرا شعثا غبرا بين أعينهم كأمثال رعب المعزى، قد باتوا لله سجدا وقيما، يتلون كتاب الله يتراوحون بين جباههم وأقدامهم، فإذا أصبحوا فذكروا الله مادوا كما يميد الشجر في يوم الريح، وهملت أعينهم حتى تبل ثيابهم، وذكر تمام الرواية. حضرت ابو اراقہ رضی اللہ عنہ فرماتے ہیں کہ میں نے ایک دن حضرت علی رضی اللہ عنہ کے ساتھ فجر کی نماز پڑھی، جب آپ نماز سے فارغ ہوئے اور داہنی طرف رخ کر کے بیٹھ کیے تو ایسے معلوم ہو رہا تھا کہ آپ بے چین اور غمگین ہیں تو ایسے معلوم ہو رہا تھا کہ آپ بے چین اور غمگین ہیں حتیٰ کہ جب سورج مسجد کی دیوار سے ایک نیزہ بلند ہوا تو انہوں نے دو رکعت نماز پڑھی، پھر اپنے ہاتھ کو پلٹ کر فرمایا کہ اللہ کی قسم، میں نے حضرت محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے صحابہ رضی اللہ عنہم کو دیکھا ہے، آج ان جیسا کوئی نظر نہیں آتا ہے. صبح کے وقت ان کی یہ حالت ہوتی تھی کہ رنگ زرد اور بال بکھرے ہوئے اور جسم غبار آلود ہوتا تھا، ان کی پیشانی پر سجدہ کا اتنا بڑا نشان نمایاں ہوتا تھا جتنا پرا نشان بکری کے گھٹنے پر ہوتا ہے. ساری رات اللہ کے سامنے سجدہ کرتے ہوئے اور کرے ہو کر قرآن کی تلاوت کرتے ہوئے گزار دیتے تھے، اور سجدہ اور قیام ہی میں راحت حاصل کرتے تھے. جب صبح ہو جاتی اور وہ اللہ کا ذکر کرتے تو ایسے جھومتے جیسے کہ تیز ہوا کے دن یا بارے صبح کے وقت درخت جھومتا ہے، اور اس طرح روتے کہ کپڑے گیلے ہو جاتے. Hazrat Ali رضی اللہ عنہ said, by Allah, verily I had seen the companions of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and I find none who resemble them today. They would awaken in the morning with nothing in their hands, no wealth, with disheveled hair and dusty clothes. On their foreheads would be a mark resembling the knee of a goat due to long periods of time spent in prostration. They would spend the major portion of the night standing and prostrating before Allah, reciting the Quran, alternating between qiyam, standing, and sajda, prostrating. When dawn would break, they would engage in Allah's zikr, swaying from side to side, like how a tree sways on a windy day. Tears would flow from their eyes so much that even their clothes would become wet. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. فاذكروني أذكركم، أنا جليس من ذكرني، دل میرا ہو جا ایک میدان ہوں، تو ہی تو ہو، تو ہی تو ہو، تو ہی تو، اور میرے تل نے بجایا بغل، درد دل ہو، درد دل ہو، درد دل، غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جدھر لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم لا الہ الا اللہ 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 محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم نفس و شیطان دونوں نے مل کر آئے کیا ہے مجھ کو تباہ اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر چاہتا ہوں میں تیری پناہ مجھ سا خلق میں کوئی نہیں کو بد کرداروں نہ ماسیہ تو بھی مگر غفار ہے یا رب بخش دے میرے سارے گناہ اب تو رہے بس چاند میں آخر ورد زبان میرے الہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ جل جلالہ تعالی شانہ Allah أقرب إليه من حبل الوريد. كل من عليها فان ويبقى وجه ربك ذو الجلال والإكرام. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله وإليك يرجع الأمر كله. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين وارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين. يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله.